Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Blooming English. Today's episode is all about expressing annoyance. Let's be honest, everyone gets annoyed sometimes. Maybe you're stuck in traffic, waiting in a long line, or dealing with someone who just won't stop talking. No matter what's bothering you, it's helpful to know how to talk about it in English. Why is this important? Expressing annoyance can help you let out your feelings without sounding rude. It can also help you explain problems and solve them more easily. In this episode, we'll look at phrases for mild irritation, stronger frustration, and even humorous ways to complain. We'll also learn polite expressions to calm down and move on. Are you ready? Let's get started with some common phrases for mild annoyance. Let's start with some phrases for mild annoyance, those small things that get under your skin but aren't a big deal. These phrases are useful for everyday situations, like when someone is talking too loudly or when you can't find your keys. The first phrase is, "That's so annoying." This is a simple and direct way to express irritation. For example, "My phone keeps freezing. That's so annoying." The next phrase is, "This is driving me crazy." You can use this when something is bothering you again and again. For example, "The neighbor's dog has been barking all morning. This is driving me crazy." Now let's look at, "I can't believe this is happening." This is great when something unexpected and frustrating happens. For example, "I just missed the bus and now it's starting to rain. I can't believe this is happening." Another useful phrase is, "You've got to be kidding me." This is perfect when you're annoyed and surprised at the same time. For example, "I waited in line for 30 minutes and now they're out of tickets? You've got to be kidding me." Let's review these phrases. "That's so annoying" for simple irritations. "This is driving me crazy" when something is bothering you repeatedly. "I can't believe this is happening" for unexpected problems. "You've got to be kidding me" for situations that are both frustrating and surprising. These phrases are perfect for handling everyday annoyances. Next, we'll look at stronger phrases you can use when you're really frustrated. Now let's talk about stronger phrases for times when you're really frustrated. These are useful when small annoyances start to build up or when something bigger happens that leaves you upset. The first phrase is, "I'm fed up with this." This means you've had enough and you can't take it anymore. For example, "I'm fed up with waiting. This line isn't moving at all." The next phrase is, "I've had enough." This is very similar to the first phrase, but it sounds even stronger. For example, "I've had enough of this noise. I can't concentrate." Another useful phrase is, "This is ridiculous." You can use this when something feels unfair or completely unreasonable. For example, "We've been waiting for 2 hours and they still haven't called our name. This is ridiculous." Now let's look at, "I can't take this anymore." This is a powerful way to express that you're at your limit. For example, I can't take this anymore. My internet keeps cutting out in the middle of meetings. Finally, here's a more formal phrase. This is completely unacceptable. This is useful when you need to complain politely but firmly. For example, I booked a table, but it's not ready and we've been waiting for 30 minutes. This is completely unacceptable. Let's review these stronger phrases. I'm fed up with this. When you've had enough. I've had enough. For even stronger frustration. This is ridiculous when something feels unfair or unreasonable. I can't take this anymore. When you're at your limit. This is completely unacceptable. For formal complaints. These phrases can help you express stronger feelings without sounding rude. Next, we'll look at how to use humor and sarcasm to express irritation in a more lighthearted way.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the best way to deal with frustration is to make a joke about it. Humor and sarcasm can help lighten the mood, especially when you don't want to sound too serious. Let's look at a few phrases that let you express annoyance in a playful way. The first one is, "Oh, great, just what I needed." This is a sarcastic way to say that something has made your day worse. For example, "I forgot my umbrella and now it's raining. Oh, great, just what I needed." The next phrase is, "Well, isn't this just perfect?" This is another sarcastic way to express that things aren't going well. For example, "My car won't start and my phone battery is dead. Well, isn't this just perfect?" Now, let's talk about, "Could this day get any better?" This phrase sounds positive, but when you say it sarcastically, it means things are going badly. For example, "I spilled coffee on my shirt, missed my bus, and now I'm late for work. Could this day get any better?" Another example is, "Oh, fantastic." This is often used sarcastically when something bad happens. For example, "The printer is jammed again. Oh, fantastic." And finally, we have, "What a nightmare." This phrase sounds dramatic, but it's often used humorously to describe frustrating situations. For example, "I waited on hold for an hour and then they hung up on me. What a nightmare." Let's review these phrases. "Oh, great, just what I needed." To sarcastically say something has made your day worse. "Well, isn't this just perfect?" To express frustration with humor. "Could this day get any better?" To sarcastically describe a bad day. "Oh, fantastic." To react sarcastically to problems. "What a nightmare." To describe a situation that feels stressful or frustrating. These phrases can help you express annoyance while keeping the mood light. Next, we'll look at polite ways to calm down and move on after feeling annoyed. Now that we've talked about expressing frustration, let's look at some polite phrases to help you calm down and move on. Sometimes it's important to let go of your annoyance, especially if you don't want to create tension. The first phrase is, "Let's just move past this." This is a calm way to say that you're ready to stop being upset and focus on something else. For example, I know the delivery is late, but let's just move past this and figure out what to do next. The next phrase is, it's not worth getting upset about. This is useful when you realize the situation isn't as serious as it feels in the moment. For example, I was annoyed that they got my order wrong, but it's not worth getting upset about. Now let's look at, I'll let it go this time. This phrase is helpful when you want to show patience, but still set a boundary. For example, you were late again, but I'll let it go this time. Please try to be on time next week. Another useful phrase is, I'm trying to stay calm. This shows you're making an effort to keep your emotions in check. For example, this is frustrating, but I'm trying to stay calm and figure out a solution. And finally, we have, let's focus on fixing the problem. This is perfect when you're ready to stop complaining and start solving the issue. For example, we're stuck in traffic, but let's focus on fixing the problem and find a faster route. Let's review these phrases. Let's just move past this. To shift focus and let go of frustration. It's not worth getting upset about. To remind yourself to stay calm. I'll let it go this time. To show patience but set a boundary. I'm trying to stay calm. To control your emotions in the moment. Let's focus on fixing the problem. To move forward with a solution. These phrases can help you handle difficult situations without letting frustration take over. Now, let's wrap up the episode with a quick summary and some final thoughts. That's it for today's episode of Blooming English. I hope you've enjoyed learning different ways to express annoyance, and more importantly, how to handle it politely and effectively. Let's quickly review what we covered today. We started with mild annoyance and phrases like, that's so annoying, for small irritations. This is driving me crazy, for things that keep bothering you. Then we moved on to stronger frustration with phrases like, I'm fed up with this, for when you've had enough. This is ridiculous, to show something feels unfair or unreasonable. Next, we looked at humor and sarcasm as a way to handle irritation in a lighter way. Phrases like, oh great, just what I needed, to joke about bad situations, and what a nightmare, to describe frustrating events with humor. Finally, we talked about polite ways to calm down and move on, including, let's just move past this, to focus on moving forward. And it's not worth getting upset about, to remind yourself to let go. Expressing annoyance is a normal part of communication, but knowing how to do it politely, or even humorously, can help you handle tricky situations without creating tension. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out our other lessons online. We've got more tips, resources, and practice materials to help your English bloom.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.